I'm Nyla Boodoo. Catholic Charities of Chicago is the largest social service agency not just in Illinois, but the Midwest. Monsignor Michael Boland has been raising an alarm bell for a few weeks now about how the state budget impasse has affected the organization's services, budgets, and some of Illinois' neediest residents. I sat down with him at their offices in Chicago and started by asking what he means when he says the organization is in crisis mode.
Many of the agencies that take care of the poorest people in the state of Illinois are just in crisis. Some are closing. Some have cut their intake. Some have cut their hours of operations. So in one sense, in the larger picture of the social service fabric or network, it has become weakened, and some places where there were services, they're no longer being offered. So these are really just tremendous challenges for all people who are struggling. And one of the things they don't need is an obstacle to be put in their place again.
When you're talking about the size of your budget and how much you depend on for the state, I wonder if you can give us a sense of how much the state owes you right now.
As of this morning, the state of Illinois owed Catholic Charities about $26 million. So some of the services that we have provided to seniors or children in the early childhood settings in the Chicagoland area, we have not been paid since July 1st.
What response are you getting from Speaker Madigan and Governor Rauner's staff about what you're saying about the situation that you all are in?
Well, our conversations have been good. Our conversations are really to help them understand the real challenges that are being faced, especially as agencies throughout the state are closing down. You know, one of the things that I think it's important in impoverished communities or in the city of Chicago, let's say, once some of these places close, those are just, in one sense, today they're a great resource, and we have no intention really of closing them or trying not to close them, but many of these communities lack resources. So once you start taking resources away or resources start becoming more limited, you can just see, a really tough situation happening. Our early childhood centers are all in communities of great challenges. And so that's the sense, and this is why it's, really a network of services, is that if some family are working because they do have safe, affordable daycare in their community for their children whom they love, if they lose that, then they can't work. And then if they can't work, they spiral deeper into poverty. Then they have the potential of becoming homeless because they can't pay the rent.
Do you have a sense that the fabric of social service agencies is being dismantled throughout the state?
Well, I do believe that they are very much weakened. When you go into 8 months without a fiscal budget, and every day you can read different agencies that have closed their intake, closed down, not providing meals on wheels 5 days a week, maybe 2 days a week. So what happens is, yes, there is an impact upon a lot of people, but the challenge for all of us is trying to encourage the elected officials to be able to take on the responsibility that they have in their office and to be able to make sure that we have a budget so that these individuals who, whether they're in a rural community or in a large urban center like Chicago or different things, are actually being taken care of.
After we spoke, Monsignor Boland sent out a letter to parishioners in Chicago asking them to remind lawmakers that lives are at stake if the budget impasse isn't resolved. I'm Nyla Boodoo.